Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ike McCauley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting second. The second baseman, Herb Thomas. Batting third. The third baseman, William Marriott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cooney. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Cooney. And now, play ball. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats takes first base on ball four. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welsh throws the ball into Smith, who tags Heathcote trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stats moves to third. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards second. Thomas can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. McCauley reaches second base with a double. Grimm moves to third. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stats strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Herb Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0 for 1 in the game. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCauley takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. McCauley moves to second. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stats hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote is hit by the pitch. Stats moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Stats moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nays. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCauley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Griffith now playing right field. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cooney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 2 in the game. Nays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stats hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Herb Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCauley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0 for 2 in the game. Marriott bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Griffith throws the ball into McCauley, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Freiberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Burris reaches third base with a triple. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burris tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCauley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCauley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.